It was so hard, you guys, to not just totally go off on an entire tangent after I saw this clip of our Homeland Security Secretary having absolutely no clue whatsoever what habeas corpus is.
So, Secretary Noem, what is habeas corpus?
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
That's incorrect.
Despite the fact that it's a pillar of Western law, it's codified in international law, it dates back to pre-Magna Carta. It's one of the most basic, fundamental things we have.
President
habeas
Lincoln
corpus,
used it.
Mm-hmm. Habeas corpus is the legal principle that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people.
But I didn't. But now I just, you know what? I can't help it. I can't help it here. Because today we have Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene going out on X and say, in full transparency, I didn't know about this section on pages 278 and 279 of the big, beautiful bill, which is just that strips states of the right to make laws or regulate AI for 10 years. Because that's right. In case you hadn't heard, they added an amendment to Trump's big, beautiful bill, which even saying makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little.
It's about $320 billion in new spending. To put that in perspective, that's more than all the DOGE cuts that we found so far. So the increase in spending put into this bill exceeds the DOGE cuts.
That would ban all states from enacting any laws whatsoever to regulate AI for a decade. So they're going to force the technology into everybody's lives.
You have to force behaviors
at every level they possibly can, which even the people making it claim they don't know how it works or what it might do. And they tucked in a little rider there that says that no states can do anything about it for a decade. So they give the tech bros, the same week that these AI executives went with Trump to Saudi Arabia, just by the way, they give the tech bros free reign to experiment on everyone, unhindered, for a freaking decade. And here's Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene over here. Full transparency, I don't read the bills I vote on.
We don't get the full bill text until very close to the time to vote for it. And so that was one section, that was two pages that I didn't see.
She's on the Homeland Security Committee. Full transparency, the only reason I'm called a representative at all in Congress is because constituents voted me in there to represent them. And that job is I vote on their behalf. And that job is I read what I'm voting on. It is so incredibly simple. It's very, very easy. It goes like this. Number one, did you read the bill? If no, you don't vote on it. Period. There is no number two. I am seeing people making excuses for this all over, like, well, to be fair. No, if you're starting a sentence after this, to be fair, just stop talking. You don't understand how this works clearly, and so you do not have the requisite information to not come off as a completely ignorant person trying to have this conversation. Don't even keep going. If you're going to start with to be fair, you should not say anything else, because there is no to be fair. It is an astronomically simple. Did you read the bill? Which is your only real job. That's really the only thing you're supposed to do is read those bills. I don't care. Hey, if those bills are 1,080 bajillion pages long, guess what? That's called your job. You're a congressional representative. You're supposed to know better and not vote on that. You're not supposed to just be like, well, it was so long I couldn't read it. Anybody else who made those kinds of excuses at their job would be fired. Fired. That is not how this works. It's not how it ever should have worked. And it's not an excuse for not doing your job. I've got people coming in saying to me, well, in fairness, these bills are so long. The bills are so long. C number one. C number one. Did you read it? No? Don't vote on it. That's it. That's it. It is so simple. There's nothing else to it. A kindergartner could understand this. Why don't our congressional representatives? Well, in fairness, they all pay staffers to read. No. You know what everyone's mom said back in the day of the 20th century when I was born in? You know what their moms would say? If everyone else was jumping off a cliff, would you do it too? I don't care if everyone else does it. Thomas Massie doesn't care if everyone else does it.
But that's what it is. It's political theater, folks. We all know where it ends up. We've seen it. I've been here 12 years. I've seen it 12 times. I refuse to be a thespian in this failure theater.
Everyone else was like him, everything would change. So, you know, that's it. And the saddest part is perhaps the fact that people are saying, well, at least she admitted it. She's the only one who's going to admit it. So that's the level that we're at? That's a sad, sorry, super low, demoralized, pathetic level to be at, if that's the level we're at, where we're applauding. It's not even the bare minimum. It is below the bare minimum. It's in the negative, but we're applauding that. That's like if your wife or your husband screwed all of your friends, okay? Every single last one of them, and then came home and told you in your face with pictures. I'm sorry. Does that make it better? Does it? Does it feel better? Do you feel better? At least he admitted it.
Oh, the humanity.
Plus, come on. You're telling me this isn't playing both sides. This isn't trying to appear populist while supporting all the statism of the Trump regime just doing the same stuff they've always been doing this whole time. Is that what you're really trying to tell me you believe? Okay. All right. Cool. I'm glad you still believe in that. Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy? Do you believe in that too? Because I have some really bad news for you. I'm sorry. I'm done. All of this stuff where everyone's like, let's just keep playing pretend. It's 2025. How long are you going to keep doing this?
Well, I'd love to stand here and tell the American people, we can cut your taxes and we can increase spending and everything's going to be just fine. But I can't do that because I'm here to deliver a dose of reality. This bill dramatically increases deficits in the near term, but promises our government will be fiscally responsible 5 years from now. Where have we heard that before? How do you bind a future Congress to these promises? This bill is a debt bomb ticking.
How long are you going to keep trying to do copium and make excuses for this bullshit? How long? Forever? Literally forever? Oh, cool. So I guess nothing is ever, 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 ever going to change.
I never want to see a situation where state rights are stripped away. And that's exactly what it says in that bill text.
I've agreed with some of the stuff that Marjorie Taylor Greene has said. I don't think she's the worst person in the world. But full transparency, I just screwed you all. It's not, you don't make excuses for that. Okay, I'm sorry you don't. Then don't be a congressional representative. You can't read the bills because they're too long. You don't vote on them. I'm just going to keep saying that till my head explodes. If I was in there, that's exactly what I would do. I would do it over and over. I would just keep doing it. And someone will say, well, then nothing would get done. You mean like us being raped and our future being murdered wouldn't be done? Oh, darn it. That's terrible. That's so bad. I'm really sad for that. That really sucks. If all of these people who claim to understand how this works in our Congress refuse to vote on bills that were this long, this would stop. That would be it. It's just, it's not as complicated as everyone's trying to make it seem like. It's some kind of really hardcore, high-level advanced math or something. It's not, though. It isn't. It's so simple a toddler could get this, okay? It's not hard at all. It's not. The fact that Congress is talking about passing a bill to make bills have to be one item at a time and stuff like, we should never have gotten to this point. This is Idiocracy level stupid.
Shit.
It is. Idiocracy was a documentary, and anyone who says any different is not paying attention. But I wouldn't blame you for not paying attention. I don't want to pay attention either. It's not even, I can't even hardly afford it anymore. It's so expensive to pay attention. But there are people making excuses for this. It's like you want to live in a country that falls the way of Rome. You want to live in a dying, decrepit, tyrannical, falling apart empire. Is that what you want?
Because if this country doesn't get back to the first principles it was founded on, which is the Constitution and Bill of Rights, then we're toast. That's it. There's nothing else. There isn't. Allowing Silicon Valley to just run unhindered on everyone's brains for the next 10 years is kind of the most asinine, stupid thing I've ever heard. And here's what's even more stupid about this, by the way, is I heard about this on the 22nd of May. Everyone has been, someone came in and said, well, to be fair, it's only 1.25 pages out of 1,100. Okay. I heard about this 1.25 pages on May 22nd. I've been talking about it since then, and so has everybody else. In fact, I would say out of this bill, other than complaining about the fact that it actually is not going to lower our costs, and in fact, we'll just raise them even more over the next however many years into some asinine level of money that no one can even calculate.
Under the taxing and spending levels in this bill, we're going to rack up, the authors say, $20 trillion of new debt. Over the next 10 years. I'm telling you, it's closer to $30 trillion of new debt in the next 10 years. Mr. Speaker, we're not rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic tonight. We're putting coal in the boiler and setting a course for the iceberg. If something is beautiful, you don't do it after midnight. I oppose this bill.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Other than that, everyone has been talking about this 1.25 pages. Where was she? Because she's all over X. She talks on there all the time. You're telling me she didn't see that? Because I saw it, and I'm not a congressional representative, and I read it. Okay? I read the pages. So if I read the pages, and I know what's in them, and I'm not a congressional representative with a 1,169-page bill in front of me, then she could have done it. There are too many people that have been talking. This has been all over my feed for almost 2 weeks. I knew all about it. Okay? And I'm not, this is not my job. It is not my job to read the bills that she got voted in to read and do her job for her. It is her job to do her job. And she only really has one job. There's only one job, actually. It's not to be a glorified telemarketer at a call center sucking up to corporate interests. Okay? That's not the job, actually. It's supposed to be to represent the people that voted for you to be in there. That's actually how that's supposed to work. Pretty sure we learned about that concept in like elementary school. There is no excuse for this. There's not. And I'm so tired of everyone acting like there is and acting shocked all the time. These people haven't been doing their jobs the whole time I've been alive, and it has only gotten more ridiculous and clown show every year with each passing year. Did you read the bill? If the answer's no, you don't get to vote yes on it. That's it. Do not vote on it. That is the only job you have. Because if you're not reading bills, what else are you doing? What do you think representative means? What actually do you think you're representing? Who are you representing? Obviously not the people who voted for you. None of these people are. This place is like a timeshare corporate retreat / asylum for out-of-work actors who are also spoiled assholes. That's basically what our government is, and there's like a few good ones. There's like two or three people that have any concept at all of what the Constitution is, or what the principles of this country are founded on, or what the purpose of government is, or any of it, actually. There's maybe two people in the whole thing. Maybe. That's it. Unbelievable that people are making excuses for this. To be fair, like, we've been fair. How long have we been being fair, which is really just allowing corruption? That's really what being fair means in this statement.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
When you say, but to be fair, that you just, what you're really saying is to allow for more corruption, as corrupt as it already is, let's just continue to make excuses for more corruption. Like, you could make any more excuses. Like, there's room for any more corruption. It's all the corruption. It's all of it. Just wait until this is another justification for, instead of making single item bills, having AI read the 1,169-page bill and just tell you what's in it. Because we all know that it's really, really good at summarization, and there's totally no problems with that at all, and we can 100% trust it, because it's 100% accurate all the time, right? You can see where this is going. The dumpster, the one that's on fire with a fire inside the dumpster. And while a whole new system is basically taking over the government, we're still arguing over the corruption of the old one. Like, I can't take it anymore. I just can't.
I would like to solve the puzzle.